people's souls. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to My Gospel Soul. Now, I have been waiting for this show all week, and hopefully, before the end of the show, we have a special guest that's going to be with us today, and that's Dr. Yolanda Sherman. Amen. Glory to God. Powerful woman of God. Amen. Author. Praise God. Talk show host. Glory to God. Amen. And I am looking forward to what God is going to say through her today. Amen. Hallelujah. Dr. Yolanda Sherman, PhD. Amen. Media coach, Rhema Gospel Radio, and Break Free TV. Glory to God. Amen. And again, I am excited, praise God, about her being on the show today. And I pray, praise God, amen, that nothing, amen, no weapon formed against her shall prosper, praise God, that she will be live with us, praise God. As a matter of fact, praise God, she's chiming in now. Amen. And I'm excited. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Hold on just 1 second. Hold on. Let me get something. Hold on.
So, amen. So, she'll be back in just a few minutes. Praise God. And we are going to have an awesome time in the Lord this morning. I believe that God's going to use her mightily. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. To bless you. Praise God. It says that he that has an ear, let him hear. Hallelujah. What the Lord is saying to the church. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord. Glory to God. So I am excited. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to say it like my uncle used to say, let him use you. Hallelujah. Lose yourself and find it after a while. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So before we start off, praise God. Amen. While we're waiting on Dr. Yo, praise God. Let's just pray. Hallelujah. I believe, amen, glory to God, that God, amen, wants to bless you today. Praise God, amen. But I want to pray that God give you an open heart, praise God, an open mind, praise God, that you be good ground, that you can hear what God is saying to you specifically, praise God. Amen. Because I know a lot of times we can hear it. Hallelujah. And we can hear what God is saying to everybody else. But I believe that God wants you to hear what he's saying to you. Glory to God. So I'm believing right now as we get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. That God, amen, is going to minister a word to your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And that you are going to be good, fertile ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, just giving you all the glory and all the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, thanking you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Glory to God. Lord, giving us a day that we have never seen before. Glory to God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gave us the activity of our limbs, clothing our right mind, Father God. Now, Father God, we decrease that you may increase, that this word may land in somebody's heart. Father God, and bring forth fruit, glory to God. Hallelujah. That you may get the glory, that you may be edified, that you may be glorified. We thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray over, glory to God, this woman of God this morning. Hallelujah. She is a vessel, hallelujah, for your unmerited favor. She's a vessel for your word, glory to God. And she's going to pour out today, glory to God. And Lord, we just ask, Father God, hallelujah, that our hindrances, glory to God, technical difficulties, praise God, that they be bound up in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God, that your word go forth without interruption, glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Glory.
Welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. How you doing this morning? I mean, this afternoon.
I'm good. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for all that he is doing. And the Father is truly, truly amazing.
Yes, he is. Yes,
truly,
he is
amazing.
Yes, I have waited a minute, praise God, to talk to you, praise God, and just allow God to just use you through this My Gospel Soul platform, praise God, to deliver His word. Because I'm one of them old school saints. I believe, praise God, that we get out the way and let the Lord have His way. Amen. Hallelujah. So come on and talk to us. Introduce yourself. I already read your credentials, praise God. But I want you to just go ahead, praise God, and let God use you and talk to us this morning.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm just a daughter. I'm a servant. I've been married, celebrating 30 years of marriage. I am a mother. I have two handsome young men, my babies, my seeds, Reginald Jr. and Darian Rashad Sherman, my youngest son. And I'm a granny of three, Ari, Nyla, and Patrick. And I'm somebody's auntie, somebody's sister, somebody's friend.
Come on.
But most of all, just a servant. I honor my husband on today, Reginald Sherman Sr. I thank God for his life. I thank God, for my church family, Great Emmanuel. My bishop is Dr. Titus Stewart. And my mother in the spirit is Lady Tammy Stewart. So I honor them today. Shout out to my WOV family. Most of all, I thank God for my mentor, Dr. Suki McCulley Fagbohan, for who she is in my life. I thank God for her mentorship. It's always good to honor those who are impactful in your life.
Amen.
Thank God for that. And I am very honored. I don't say it with a false humility. I say it with a great humbleness because I am who I am because of who the Father is in my life. To my fit for the kingdom,
yes.
I send a shout, a great shout out to you on today. I just came off of 45 days of seeking God and pouring into the lives of others because it's not about us. It's about who God has called us to be, but position us to be in the lives of others. And we should be at a place that we are building His kingdom, building up the people. And so I just want to say thank God. And I honor you, woman of God, for allowing me to share this platform, because don't nobody have to ask you on their platform. But I'm honored that anybody would think such of me as a vessel of the Lord to allow me to come share on this platform. I consider it an honor and a privilege. Mm-hmm. So today I honor you as well. So I thank God for you. I'm a writer, TV personality, radio show host, and I went to biblical college, so I do have my stage name for radio and TV is Dr. Yo, but I am PhD earned Dr. Yolanda Gray Sherman.
Amen.
To get those credentials, and I thank God for it. So and I'm in the community. You can we serve in the community, my husband and myself, along with our team, in the community, BFRMI.org, which stands for Breakthrough Release Ministries International.org. So, and I'm an author. So that's who I am. But most of all, I'm nothing without the Father's hand upon my life.
Amen. I want to dive into I don't know if I'm too early, but let's talk about this fit for the kingdom. I want to talk about that because I was for a couple of years now, I've been watching. Amen. I always tell people, I say, I'm watching. Hallelujah. And I would get on your lives and when I get off of that live, I'm ready. I'm ready to go and do and keep on moving. I'm very motivated. Amen. And I always tell people I get that fuzzy face. You know, the Holy Spirit is really talking to you and rejuvenating you.
Yeah.
Talk to us about how did God give that to you? Talk to us about it. Where did it come from? Come on.
Well, originally it started off as me giving inspirationals. This is the story behind this particular Fit for the Kingdom. It wasn't always Fit for the Kingdom. My two sons in 2013 were incarcerated 2 weeks apart. Both of their cases made primetime news. I was at the peak, so I thought, of preaching and traveling and in ministry and doing what even in my career as a college professor and all of that. And this happened to me, and I only have two sons, and so they end up going to prison. And so for me, I just, in the pain of this process of a mother and being in ministry, I wanted to encourage people, as I was encouraging myself, to not give up hope and to keep trusting in the Father. So it started off as weekly encouragement or daily encouragement. And about 2 years ago, I started on a journey of trying to get my health in order because I had almost died. And so I would get in front of my job at the clinic, and I would walk and I would encourage people, unbeknownst he changed the name to Fit for the Kingdom, because what I was actually doing was encouraging them to get fit spiritually as well as I was working on my health. And I found myself preaching and crying out, and different things would be happening on this journey, but it was preparing me to get fit for what's ahead. And so I know that God was strategically giving me strength through the process of watching my children, and even my grandbaby was in a fight of a CPS case because she was being abused at the same time. And it was like my hands were tied. So how do you get through all of this? Nobody but God. And so when people say that hurting people or people that's going through can't minister to people, I have a problem with that, because the whole time that my boys were incarcerated and we're in a 4-year court battle for my granddaughter through CPS, God had me ministering to people through my own pain, you know? And so that's why I can tell people, yes, you can get fit for your kingdom assignment. You keep doing what the Father's called you to do, you know, and do it wholeheartedly. You understand what I'm saying? And be in the will of the Father, because somebody's watching you while you're going through your process. And I had refused. That's when the Bible becomes alive to you. You know, some things we study in biblical college, but I like the fact that when you get a PhD through life circumstances, which is called application of the theological teachings that we are learning through the Bible. Now, how do you apply that to your everyday life? So that's where the kingdom came in, because I had to apply the biblical principles to my everyday life.
As you were talking, I listened to how you said, and I would just backtrack a little bit about that pain. You know, how, and I think sometimes we get lost in that pain. And I thank God for you, because you were teaching people how to walk through it, how to walk through it. And I can't express to you how powerful that is, because some people get lost in the pain. They get lost in the situation. They and it's so overwhelming till we sometimes forget what's the lesson in the present. What am I going through this for? What's the purpose? You see what I'm saying? And yes. I think that it is so powerful and awesome that God used you to help us. And I'm going to say us because I'm telling you, I was on some of the videos just said, I need this morning. You know, amen. It helped us walk out of some dark places, through some dark places, you know. How does that make you feel knowing that God is some folk that you didn't even know was listening to this journey, listening to your lives and getting that second wind, you know?
I mean, I'm very, very honored by the Father in this, for the simple reason is I always tell the Father, even if it's one person, that their life is being changed because, you know, I'm obedient. That's why you hear me strongly say, obey God. My Don't God. Muzzle your purpose. It's not just something to say just to be saying, you know, because we got the next hype session, you know, don't you muzzle your God-given purpose, you know. Don't you close your mouth, obey God. No, it was a process for me to be strong and adamant to be able to tell somebody else, you can't give up in the process. You understand what I'm saying? Because people look at your life and what are they seeing? We can't say that we believe God and we believe his word and we go through a time of testing. You understand what I'm saying? The trials don't come to break us. It actually comes to make us who we are in God. And when we humble ourselves and say, Father, use me for your glory. You understand what I'm saying? It's no longer about you. You understand what I'm saying? The process of the pain that I was going, it really wasn't about me. It was for somebody else. And when God can trust you, that's the problem. Can God trust us even in the process of our pain? Can he trust us?
Glory to God.
Still saying yes to God. That's when it determines if your yes is really yes. Yes, I can quote a many Bible scriptures. You can exegete the text. You can do all of that. You can be the greatest theologian, but how does that apply in your life circumstances?
Glory,
you understand
me? Glory to God.
All you know is the text. Hello, somebody. And you don't understand why you need to know these specific scriptures. You understand what I'm saying? Because there were some times when I had to say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me.
Well, yeah.
For somebody else, they may be thinking about, you know, I can go get some wealth. No, for me, I can do all things
all through things Christ.
Me. God keep me in my right mind while I'm going through this process, and I don't know what's going to happen to my children. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
I can't get to them, but you can cover them. So I need you to get, you want me to do this, but give me the strength to endure this process.
Glory
so
to God.
I can do all things through Christ Jesus. May mean a totally something, like I say, to somebody else, it may be for wealth, but for me, it was keeping my sanity.
Amen.
God, give me strength to do what you call me to do.
Yes, God.
I can't do it if you don't strengthen me. You understand what I'm
saying?
Uh-huh,
so come
on. See somebody else's life change, and somebody, you know, when God allowed my youngest son to come home in the celebratory time, you know, and I'm sitting out there and I'm like, God, do you know how many people inboxed me and said, thank you for your journey. Thank you for your, you know, because there were some times that I went on lives crying. And I know some people that they would probably say, well, why is she crying if she believe? I'm a mother.
A mother. Come on.
Inside. I'm hurting. That's what people don't want to tell us.
Yeah.
They don't want us to deal with the human side. They only want us to deal with the spiritual side.
Spiritual side.
The human side, you got emotions.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me? You are a mother. You're somebody's parent. You're somebody's wife.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody. You somebody's brother. You somebody's sister. You somebody's
Glory
baby. You somebody's uncle. Are you hearing me? And God, depending on you, you're bringing something to the table. Are you hearing me?
My God.
So how is it that we only deal with it from the spiritual sense and we don't balance it with the human side? Are you hearing me?
My God.
It say when I'm weak, he gonna make us strong.
Where yes, it
is. Where's the weak side coming from? It's not coming from the spirit.
My God.
It's coming from your human side.
Amen.
And then the spiritual man is the one that grab a hold to it from your human side and bring you up to where you need to be. Because when you weak, you gotta draw from the spirit. You can't draw from the flesh.
Come on now. Come on.
You can't draw from the flesh. You gotta draw from the spirit, man.
Oh, hammer. Look, I'm just let me tell you something. And we need to hear this. We need to know this. Because it's like you say, we just spiritual 24/7. You know, just I used to tell people, I say, if you hurting, say, God, I'm hurting. If you're lonely, say, God, I'm lonely. If you're broken, say, Lord, I'm broken. If you could, whatever it is, he said that those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. So it's the only way, come on, hallelujah, you can give him worship is by telling the truth. Tell him where you actually are. He already knows. He already knows. Glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is marvelous. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God, praise God, amen, that you are touching on this right now, because we have some that are caught in that I must be spiritual and seem spiritual at all times in order for somebody to take me serious as a man or woman of God. In other words, they have the form of godliness. They look the part, you know, and not realizing, glory to God, that God can use them, praise God, even the more, praise God, in being, amen, truthful, being real, glory to God, hallelujah, so talk to me.
We don't want to share our real truths. I'm going to tell you why we don't want to share our real truths. For me, I can only speak for me. Religion, society, I'm going two ways so it won't be misinterpreted that I'm beating down on the saints.
Amen.
Or beating down on society. I'm going to balance this.
Amen.
In society, you got to have this certain image, all right? Just put it in perspective. Say if you were some prominent person, I'm just going to say the president of the United States, then I'm going to take it back to the spiritual side. Suppose you were the president of the United States. And your children end up on Eyewitness News, primetime news, blasted, and you the president, or somebody of major influence. How does that look? Okay? Then if you come over here and you're a preacher of the gospel, you got your big title, big position, and all of a sudden your children in prime time.
Wow.
How does it look?
How does it look?
It's shame both ways. It's embarrassment both ways. Even if it was in the spiritual arena or the world's arena, it's still shame to who you are. You understand? In your position. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is this. You have to get to a point to whereas on the spiritual side, you have to get to a point that, Father, I may be going through this, but what am I going to learn out of this process?
Amen.
Who is going to be here if you allow me to come out of this? You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because you cannot look at it as the fact that it's about me and what I'm going through. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of example? Same as the president, right? How does it look in the president and the children is all over the place and all, and you are one in superior authority? How does that look? How are you still going to keep standing as president? How am I going to, or you and I going to still keep standing as people of God? And we seeing all this. Does it take away from who we are in the kingdom? No, it doesn't. It just means that we need to see God even the more for some answers.
Amen.
And whatever it is. And then another thing, get people around you who's not going to run from your process. Are you hearing me? You got to get people around you. Not when it's up, you with me.
Yeah.
And then when it's a shame in my life, you don't know me.
Come on. Come on, Doc.
We can't do that.
Oh, my God.
We can't do that, because here's the deal. It may be my time now. I just use my own story, you know, so it don't look as if you're targeting anybody. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we are a blessing to others. It is not about us. It is about who God has called us to be in the kingdom. And so you take your testimony and you be a blessing to somebody else and help build somebody else up. Because it may be that person's time now, but it may be your time the next time. So who's going to draw? We got to be to a point. That's why Fit for the Kingdom is so important to me. Because it's something that I know was birthed from God. I didn't pick it up. I didn't look for it. It actually started as a word of encouragement. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
People need strength. They need encouragement, but people need realness.
Amen.
People need realness. And we got to be real to them. Who are we?
My God.
Who are we? We have to be strength to one another. And so Fit for the Kingdom is about being strength to people. Not because I'm somebody, but because of who my father is.
Come on. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Who is working through my life. That's the key to it. If we leave him out of the equation, we're doing damage.
Yes,
we always have to be first in our kingdom assignment. So can you push? Can you minister in pain? Yes, you can.
Amen.
Yes, you can.
Amen.
Yes,
that reminds me of the prophet he sent out on assignment. He said, "I'm gonna set your face like flint." He let him know, "Hey, I'm gonna be there with you. I'm gonna be there with you." Like I said, you know, sometimes when our pain is present, we forget that he's still there.
Yes.
He's still here in the hard times. We think he's only evident during the good times when the new house is coming and the new car is coming, but even in our darkest hour, he's still there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm so encouraged by Fit for the Kingdom. I don't know if I'm a member. I don't know what I am. But I'm a part of Fit. Because I promise you, I believe that women, men, even young ladies, because my daughter, I played a video for my daughter. And we have to understand that it's a lot of us that are in some fights. And like you said, just to keep our right mind. People need to know that. They need to know that God is able, you know.
Yes.
And every time you minister, every time you allow God to use you, just be real and being real. It helps me, you know. Wow. It helps not just, and when I say me, I'm talking about also my daughter. I can help my daughter, you know, because sometimes I haven't been through some of the stuff she's going through, but I didn't listen to a video or I didn't got a little information here. And see, that's one of the things that I love about your ministry as well, is because a lot of us like to say, oh, I done been through this, but I ain't been through that. But we need to be able to minister no matter what it is. We need to be able to tell somebody that God is able. We don't need to separate ourselves from one another. Because if I'm weak, I need Dr. Yo, you know, because she walking in, you know, she got some strength going on. I need, look, Dr. Yo, I need you, you know, help me, pull me out. talk to us about how important it is to understand unity, you know, when it comes to these times of being brothers and sisters in Christ.
The thing that I know is very strategic from the Lord is unity. He wants us to be united because there's strength in unity. If there's no unity, then it's division, you know, and the Father doesn't want that. Yeah. I remember at a time in my life in 2018, that was kind of one of the most critical times for me. And I was getting prepared to go to Israel with the Women of Valor. Mm-hmm. And thank God for Dr. Allison Wiley and the vision of Women of Valor and going to Israel, because it really, really changed my life. My mentor, she had been walking with me, praying with me, encouraging me along the way. And I thank God for that, and even drawing strength, you know, from my church home, you know. But I was going through something of going back into an isolated place in 2018. And I was like, Father, you know, you watching other people's children come home, and, you know, and you're saying, God, I know I'm doing what I'm doing, you know, unto you. And I'm like, you know, something is I don't understand it, you know, and it made me want to draw back from being in the body, not because of per se somebody was hurting me, but because you get to a place, I'm going somewhere with this, that you just start isolating yourself because you feel like you don't know if God is hearing you concerning your petition. And so I had already been through other things and going through other things, even at work, you know, in my career and all of that. And I said, you know what? I don't want to deal with nobody. I don't deal with these women. I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to deal with that. You know, this just me because I'm hurting. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
We have to be careful with that when we are in a hurting position, that when God does bring people around us, you know, that we ourselves don't divide and put it in a disunified place.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
So God took me all the way over to Israel, and I didn't know these women. Mm-hmm. I knew Dr. Wiley, and I had met Lady Gail. And I was encouraging people on the trip. Nobody knew but one person that I was in a financial bad way on the trip. Mm-hmm. And but it changed my life. I'm going somewhere with the unity thing. Amen. God allowed me to meet some women that didn't know me, but the Spirit of God was so strong in this trip, and we bonded, and it was the most beautiful thing of unity and relationship. And it actually took me through another process of healing where I could trust again and love again unconditionally in the body of Christ. I'm just, you know, I'm just being real.
Amen.
You know, because if we don't deal with hurt and get healed, we will find ourselves isolated even from a unified place.
Mm-hmm.
And you gotta have unity. And I know this is for somebody out there, that you may find yourself, because of being hurt, in an isolated place. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to be there, because it's power in unity.
Amen.
And when I got back, those women prayed for me. They were sisters. you know, and it was amazing. But had I stayed in that place, in a isolated place, I wouldn't have experienced that. So what am I saying? Don't allow your hurt to put you in an isolated place that will cause you yourself to draw back from unity in the body. You know?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. Yo, I've been there. I've been there. But you know what? I had to recognize my pattern of doing that, you know, because sometimes we use that as a defense mechanism. We withdraw ourselves, you know, and it was when I identified that in me, it was when one of my apostles told me, because he had did something and it hurt. And I just slowly backed off into my little, you know, and he called it out. He called it out. And he was the first person ever called it out. But see, I'm one of those people in love with the fact that God would discipline me or rebuke me. Yeah. Amen. Because that means that he loves me and he cares about me. So when my apostle pointed it out, I said, oh, wow. Because I find myself, okay, I'm going to just back up. I'm going to just get over here. But I didn't realize that's what I was doing. See, a lot of us, men and women of God, do that. But we don't realize that that's what we're doing because we've been doing it in a pattern for so long. So I know that word, praise God, amen. I'm a believer that when you listen for yourself. Listen to this word today, those of you, praise God, that's listening. Listen for yourself. Get fed this afternoon. Amen. And allow God to heal these places in your life, because when this was identified in my life, God, like he said, break free. Amen. Hallelujah. He broke that off of me and a weight fell. A weight fell. Praise God. But I received it. Amen. I received it unto myself and was able, amen, to move forward. Amen.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I love it.
Yeah, and it's a lot of times, you know, we can do damaged goods to ourselves. And there are some times that we are right in how we feel, because those things happen in our lives. But either way, we have to come to a process of being healed, because there is somebody else out there that is drawing strength from your life. And if you don't get to that place of allowing God to heal you, there are repeated cycles.
Amen.
That can happen. I remember when I first went to my church 12 years ago, and I was in a not so good place. I didn't want to preach. I didn't want to minister. I didn't want to do any of that, you know. And God had to do something within me, you know, to strengthen me and rebuild me. And that's why I'm telling people, accountability is good. Relationships is good. It's okay to have people in your life that's going to tell you the truth.
Come
on. You understand what I'm saying? Because we want people in our life, but we don't want people to tell us the truth, you know, and we've all been guilty. I've been included, you know, and I always say that, you know, you point the finger, well, they hurt me. Oh, well, that hurt me and this hurt me. But you know what? To be honest, in some kind of way, we've all done something to cause or inflict pain, whether it's intentionally or unintentionally, just like in marriage, you know. You know, if you got some heated fellowship, come on now.
Come on.
All right?
Come on.
You go make up.
Amen. Let's be real about it.
Hallelujah. You know, and even with our brothers and sisters, sometimes we say things that are hurtful, not that in the moment. We can agree to disagree. And what happens is, somebody has to be mature enough to say, wait a minute, I recognize that the enemy is trying to keep us in a place that's disunified. And when that happens, we lose power. Are you hearing me?
Come on.
Because
come on.
There's power in unity. There's let me tell you something. When you have people in your life and they can say, you know what, Queen and Sis, you're wrong. But you know that they love you.
Exactly.
And you can say, you know what? Okay, I get it. I get it. You know, sometimes even me, I have to hear some tough things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to hear some tough things even with myself.
Amen.
You know, because one side of me, you know, the human side, if you don't have accountability, you'll go out there willy-nilly. But that's why I'm just being real.
That's the truth. It's just the truth.
Be real. They gonna act like they super spiritual and
yeah,
affect them and
don't do nothing wrong.
And pray. I get it, but on the human side, you balance that human and spiritual.
Yeah,
there's a
Amen.
Human side of you, and
there's a spiritual side. Come on,
you understand
come
what
on,
I'm saying?
Come
and
on.
That's why when that human side, that flesh, wanna act up. It's good to have people in your life who say, no, that is not the way you do that. Okay? That does not take away from who you are. It
come
actually
on.
Strengthens you, build you up, and redirect your life. Some
Amen.
Of us are too prideful
Uh-oh.
And too proud.
Come on.
Are you hearing me? I've
come
been
on.
Guilty of it.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not telling you nothing that I ain't did myself.
Hallelujah.
Because we want to preach at people. No, let's talk to the people.
Let's talk to
we
the people.
We want people to get healed. Real talk.
Amen.
You have to be where you can humble yourself for real.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it don't take nothing. You still anointed. God's still using us. You know
Amen.
What I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we have to recognize sometimes we have to take correction as well.
Come on. Hallelujah.
You know? So I'm just saying that go for me, you, and everybody.
Everybody. That's
so,
right.
You know, nobody's exempt from that. And so if you're going to be fit for your kingdom assignment, you know, those areas, you know, I'm asking God, please work on me because I don't want to be out of your will.
Amen.
Because there's too many lives at stake if I act a fool.
Come on.
Come on here.
Let's be real.
I'm going to hurt a lot of people if I act a fool.
Come on. And that's real. That's
and
real. You know.
There's no real truth. Come on here.
But I love the fact that we're able to share this today because a lot of people find, like we talked about shame, a lot of people find shame in being rebuked. But it should be the exact opposite. You should find, you should, it's like if you go in the wrong direction, you want somebody to tell you that you're going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
But we have put such a shame on our mistakes or on our shortcomings. We have put such shame on it. And we need to turn that thing around so that we can all be able to receive correction. When you receive correction, that's a wonderful thing. That's like God watching and saying, okay, move over a little bit. Okay. You know, center that a little bit. Okay. Get rid of that. Throw that out. That's God trying to keep on a path to him, you know?
Yeah.
And like you say, you know, I preached a sermon called A Train Derailed. When a train is derailed, it still has the same speed and the same momentum. It's still going, but it's derailed. It's destroying houses. It's destroying lives. It's killing people. And that's how we are. I call them maniac missionaries. When you jump off, you off course. Can't nobody tell you nothing. You know, you anointed everybody that just got you gassed up, you know, and you cannot receive correction.
And it's good if it's in love.
If it's in love.
It's in love, you know. Don't over, we're all leaders to somebody.
Amen.
You know, in one form or another, whether it's in the spiritual arena or in the marketplace, I try to use a balance. You know, don't take your leadership authority and abuse it.
Come on. Then
it's hard for people to receive your correction when you yourself can be out of order as well.
Oh my God.
So we have to be careful with that. It's two sides to everything.
Amen. You know?
So we have to be careful with that. And I'm included in it. Amen. You know, I have to make sure, even if I'm giving somebody some wisdom or corrective wisdom, you know, that I'm doing it with the heart of God, the intent of God, the love of God, because I care and I want that person to excel.
Amen.
And be the best that they can be. You know,
Amen.
We can sometimes take that and think, oh, they just don't want us to excel in anything. No, sometimes people can see more in you than you see in yourself.
And Amen.
They want the best for you, you know, and then they will get in there. You know, and that comes with accountability. And so, you know, even with anything, I don't want anybody in my life that's always, yeah, you're right. No, because sometimes I may not be right. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And I, to myself, have to chalk that up and say, wait a minute. Yo, you got to think about that. You got to look a little bit differently. You know, and so when we talk about fit for the kingdom, we have to make sure that we're fit in every area of our
lives. Amen.
And have some balance to this thing.
Amen.
Spiritually, as well as in the natural.
Amen.
Another thing that helped me balance was knowing that I can't be so deep all the time that I'm no earthly good to my family. My husband don't need to see the prophetess and Shonda. He wants to see Yolanda, his wife. So if
Come
I
on.
Be fit for my kingdom assignment, my first ministry is at the house. Do
is
we
it?
Only know the prophetess? Do my children only know the prophetess or the preacher or Dr. Yo? Do they know mama?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Do they know honey? And
yeah.
So from time to time, you'll see me do some things to show that I have balance.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You won't be, I can't go out there and preach to the world. And it's a mess over here at the Sherman's house. So that's another thing.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, you got to have balance. In your home life.
Amen.
You know, to honey, and if you're a single mother or you're a wife and whatever it may be, you
Amen.
Know, even if you sing.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you still have to have a balance.
Yeah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, you're listening or watching My Gospel Soul Live with my special guest, Dr. Yolanda Sherman, praise God. Hallelujah. Call her Dr. Yo. Amen. But down to earth, amen. We were just talking about relationship, your home life, praise God. Making sure, glory to God, that you have balance. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know, praise God, amen, something was said today that bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want you to always make sure, glory to God, to put God first. Amen. We talked about rebuke. Amen. We talked about unity. We talked about, praise God, amen, the God is with you even in the dark times of your life, praise God, amen. Not losing hope, but God will walk you through even the dark days, praise God, amen. Gaining strength, praise God. Being there for one another, praise God. Keeping it real, hallelujah. Amen. I have enjoyed my time with Dr. Yo today. We got about a couple of minutes left. If she clicks back in before the end of the show, praise God, We will, praise God, continue on with our talk. But I want you to check this out, praise God, amen. I want you to go to her website, amen. Check out her website at www.bfrmi.org, amen. As you see that right there at the bottom of the screen. Also, praise God, you can check out, amen, her other website, Uniqueness in You. Oh, she's back. Hallelujah. Uniqueness in You. I want you to go there. I want you to check out her website as well, praise God, to get more information. She's back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I was sharing your websites, praise God, and different ways that they can get in contact with you. We're down to our last 10 minutes. Amen. Glory to God. I want to give this over to you so you can, anything that God lay on your heart for your final comments, how you can be reached, and how they can tune into your show. Come on, talk to us. Amen.
Well, I'm just so honored to be on the show today. It's truly been a blessing to share this platform with you. If you're interested in getting in touch with me, you can go to the website www.bfrmi.org, or you can go to Uniqueness -n-u.com, or as well as if you're interested in ordering any of the books, because I am an author, you can go on the website, or you can follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Periscope. Join me on Friday nights, 7 p.m. Rhema Gospel Radio .com, 101.5 FM, or Rhema Word TV Network on Sundays at 7:30 p.m. And every Tuesday night we do Sisters View, which is with my sisters, and we co-host together, Fifi and Pastor AJ, to inspire and encourage women. And so, yeah, if you want to get into art, you can call the office, 832-263-8759. I am a board-certified Christian counselor if you need counseling, or you know, you're interested in becoming a life coach. I have some classes and things that are going to be coming up in January, as well as I'm going to do a Fit for the Kingdom class in coming up in January. So I'm excited about that. And yeah, if you are interested in radio broadcasting or TV broadcasting, have a training program, Uniqueness in You Broadcasting Mentorship, which is on uniquenessinyou.com. So many things that are going to be going forth the first of the year after the holidays. So I'm very, very thankful and thank God for it. So, yes.
Amen. Well, I'm very, very excited. For that person that's listening, final remarks for that person that's listening. We've talked about balance. We've talked about being real, just being real with God. We talked about rebuke, you know, being able to take correction, you know, just a last final words. What would you say?
My last final words to you, as one of my favorites, you are fit for your kingdom assignment. Don't allow any situation in your life to muzzle your God-given purpose. Know that the Father has called you to do great things in the kingdom. Go get your audience. You know, there are people that you are assigned to lift up, to build up, to pray for, to walk with, to mentor. Yes, I am talking to you. The Father has qualified you for such a time as this. Don't even talk yourself into muzzling your God-given purpose. The Father has need of you. Are you hearing me? Because there are so many people out there that your life has the impact to influence them to change. I'm not the only one. My sis Queenie is not the only one. Yes, you. We are talking to you. You are definitely fit for your kingdom assignment. Why? Because our Father has chosen you.
My God. I like that. God has chosen you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get that in your spirit. That was a powerful, powerful word. Amen. I was sitting here just gobbling it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Take that. Amen. Take that. Praise God. And those times that you feel like just throwing in the towel, those times that you feel like, I don't want to do it no more. You know, like you heard Dr. Yo testify about earlier, because I've been there too. My pastor called me. I said, "Pastor, for a time, I'm not doing nothing." He was like, "What? I'm not doing no radio shows. I'm not doing no this." And let me tell you something. He said, "Nah, daughter, that ain't going to work, daughter. That ain't going to work." Glory to God. He said, "Just come meet with me and let's talk. Let's talk. You need to talk. That's what it is." Amen. So understand, praise God, amen, that God chose you for this. He made you. Nobody can carry out your assignment, praise God, for you. Glory to God. Only you can do it. Come on, hallelujah. We love you, amen. Thank you, Dr. Yo, for coming on, praise God,
You're
amen.
So welcome.
I look forward to doing more with you, praise God. I'm looking forward, amen, to God using us to do some things. Hallelujah, amen. Glory to God. So, again, y'all, make sure that you rewind, get the information, praise God. Check out her the websites, praise God. She offers courses if you are interested. You know that God has called you to radio, television. He's called you to Christian counseling and life coaching. Come on. Go ahead. It's time. If you're listening, like she said, she's talking to you. Thank you for tuning in. We love you. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares.
Monday through Friday,
right here on Block Talk Radio.
My gospel soul.
Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth.